This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass, an hour of bluegrass music. I hope you're going to stay and share with me. That was a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing a tune called Reunion. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, David Caller on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Jeremy Trenwith on bass, and myself playing banjo. And it was a good fun tune to play. Lots of nice little turns of phrase in there. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, let's get into listening to bluegrass music and hear Dan Dominski and his friends from Alison Krause's Union Station, title track for his album Carry Me Across the Mountain.
On me. said you may not make it through. Mama wrapped me in her arms, crying, what else can I do? There is a place across the mountain top, across the mountainside. Say there is a doctor there, might save our baby's life. Every year I visit here to thank her for that day. Carry me across the mountain before it is too late. Heal my broken body, death not be my fate. Carry me across the mountain, don't give up on me.
Oh, that's a good song. It's got nice picking at it. It wasn't the, all the guys. That was Ron Block playing banjo. And I always liked Ron Block's banjo playing. We're going to hear from Barry and Holly Tashian now. I'm not sure that I'm saying their surname correctly. Tashian. Barry worked for Emmylou Harris for a long time. Prior to that, he was an integral part of the California bluegrass and sort of acoustic-y music scene over there. And I've only got the one album. I don't have much of his music, but Barry and Holly together sing really well. The album's called Straw Into Gold, and it's got some really nice songs on it. And the one that I've chosen to play today is one called Friends and Kin. And Barry's playing acoustic guitar, doing the duet vocal with his wife Holly, who's also playing acoustic guitar. Stuart Duncan on fiddle and a bit of mandolin. And Roy Husky Jr. on the upright bass. And here they are with Friends and Kin.
Shall come at last. Through the cold, dark winter night, sweet voices bring our hearts delight. These are times I best recall, times of joy for one and all. My friend so fair and true. Shall hear it loud and clear. hear it lingers ever near. Woe is me when I'm too old to turn a phrase or draw a bow. Then I'll bid farewell adieu to my friend so fair and true.
Have a lovely duet sound, don't they? Their voices just blend beautifully there, and I hope you enjoyed that real nice song. Friends and Kin, Barry and Holly Tashian. In my early days of banjo playing, I somehow got onto the music of Bill Emerson, and I loved his approach to banjo. Sort of very scruggsy, but nice and simple and clean and good emphasis. He got a good sharp tone out of the banjo, but it was clear, it wasn't too sharp, and I've always enjoyed his banjo playing. I got to talk to him in 1971 in our visit to the USA, and I remember sitting under a tree and talking banjos and playing, and I don't know if I absolutely if I actually absorbed any music talking to him. I was so excited just sitting there. But real nice guy, and I've met him a couple of times since then, and always good to talk to, and a fine banjo player. One of the tunes on his album that he did with Cliff Waldron, New Shades of Grass, very influential on early Hamilton County music, was a tune called Snowbuck, and his instrumentals usually pretty simple and straightforward, and just got some nice turns of phrase. And I always enjoyed this tune, Snowbuck. Cliff Waldron's playing guitar, Bill's playing banjo, Bill Poffenberger playing fiddle, and Tom Gray's playing bass. Particularly listen to the second break where Bill's playing up the neck. Lovely. I spent hours working that out, and it's just a great feel in a song. Here he is doing Snowbuck. Thank you. that's just brilliant. I know what I'll be doing when I get home. Pull out the banjo and see if I can still play Snowbuck. I'm not used to playing it quite that fast, though. He had a very flowing sound, didn't he? On the cover of the album, he's pictured holding a Fender banjo, and Fender made some really nice banjos in those early days, late 1960s. And I remember reading a review of the Fender banjo and a review of the Baldwin banjo, and in Bluegrass Unlimited, and Bill Emerson had done a full review of the banjos, and he couldn't pick much between the Fender and the Baldwin. And in the end, I bought the Baldwin, and that's still my best banjo, and I still play it to this day, some 60 years later. Very good. It's been a great banjo. So he's had a real influence on my playing, including choosing the banjo that I play. Let's hear from the Osborne brothers. While bluegrass music was sort of developing rapidly in the Washington, D.C. area, and that includes people like Bill Emerson and the Country Gentlemen and then the Seldom Scene, the Nashville development of bluegrass music was in the hands of the people like the Osborne brothers, and they were combining country music with bluegrass music. They were performing in shows with country bands, so that's where they started amplifying the instruments, putting a lead in instead of just working around the microphone, just the same as everyone does these days in most cases. Sound techs are astonished if you don't have something to plug into their DIs. And anyway, the Osborne brothers were leading the way with that, and they did some great songs. And this is from the album Up to Date and Down to Earth, great name. And I'm going to play you a tune called Son of a Sawmill Man. And it's got a real bluegrassy sounding title, doesn't it? But it's very up to date bluegrass music. Here's the Osborne brothers. Sonny on banjo, Bobby on mandolin and lead vocals, Ronnie Reno on bass and harmony, and Darryl Sled on guitar, and he was a harmony singer too, and they did a great job. We all set up for it here? Yes, we are. Son of a Sawmill Man.
I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. Cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man. My papa was a sawmill man. I heard some people say he was just as tall as the timber he worked until his dying day. He was hard as the oak, but his heart was as soft as the pines in Georgia land. And I'm just a chip from the same old block. I'm the son of a sawmill man. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. I've cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man. From the same old block, I'm the son of a sawmill man. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. I've cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man.
the Osborne Brothers have a powerful sound, don't they? That very driving with Bobby's lead singing there. And hope you enjoyed that. As I said, the country gentlemen were leading the way into new dimensions in bluegrass music in Washington, D.C. And one of them was their choice of songs, and the other was the fact that they always did things really nicely. And here's a track taken from an album called 25 Years, and it's an assemblage of different formations of the band over the years, and this is a song called Where I'm Bound, old folk song. Charlie Waller, of course, singing lead, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and Ed McLaughlin on bass, and they just do a real nice job of this song, Country Gentlemen.
Wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. But the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it seems like they are wandering too. It's a long and a dusty road, it's a hard and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good, some have done the best they could, some have tried to ease my troubling mind. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound,
where I'm bound.
Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. People say he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes singing through, and I'm going out to see him some old day. It's a long and a dusty road, it's a hard and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good, some have done the best they could, some have tried to ease my troubling mind. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. It's a long and a dusty road, it's a hard and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good, some have done the best they could, some have tried to ease my troubling mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Oh, they do that song really nicely. Nice the way that each of the vocalists took a verse. Charlie first, then Jimmy Goodrow, and then Eddie Adcock. They were a great blend, and Jimmy Goodrow's mandolin playing was different from John Duffy's. He'd replaced John Duffy in the group, and his mandolin playing was very smart, very clean, and he did a good job in that band, I always thought. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, raving on about the music that I really enjoy to play. Thanks very much, people writing in and just saying how much they enjoy the show. I enjoy putting it together, and I explained to one of my writers, to Will, I think it was, that I sort of try and do the show as though you're standing beside me in my living room with the shelves of music, and I'm trying to pick things on the shelves that I think you might like, and say, how about this? Would you like this? What do you think of this guy? And that's really my format for the show. Pretty simple, really, but I figure that if I'm sharing my music with you, that's the way I should do it. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and Shearer's Music Works is in Hamilton, New Zealand, as is Free FM 89.0, and that's where this show comes from. And I've been living here for a long, long time and thoroughly enjoying playing bluegrass music whenever I can. And I still sit at home and play my banjo, even though I'm getting on in years. Being able to play music is a good, great way to spend time. What's it going to say? There's stuff happening around New Zealand quite rarely. If you're in the South Island, you would have a couple of boys from North Carolina down your way. They've already played some music, but on Friday the 20th, that's at the end of this week, they're playing in the Catlins area at a place called Our Hut, hosted by Mary and Ferg Sutherland. That's at Taha Kopa. Go and see a concert by the Kindred Spirit. You just really enjoy them. Randy Gamble and Jeff Pardew playing some just lovely music on guitar, fiddle, accordion, vocals, and you'll really enjoy them, I think. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 22nd of February, they're playing at Arrowtown at the Fork and Tap, 2 p.m. I think that'll be a great place to go and see Arrowtown. It's a beautiful little town. On Wednesday the 25th, they're playing at Waikaya at the Masonic Hall. Thursday the 26th at the Dunedin Folk Club in the Opaho Bowling Club in Lovelock Ave. Friday the 27th, they're at the Southland Musicians Club at Preston Street, Invercargill. And Saturday the 28th at Belcairn Hall, just north of Christchurch. And then Sunday the 1st of March at the Christchurch Folk Club. And that's in 29 Domain Terrace in Spraydon. Lots of opportunities to catch Kindred Spirit, and I'm pretty sure you'd enjoy their music. And if you don't enjoy the music, ask how the fishing's been going. Hopefully they'll be able to tell you that they've caught and released lots of trout and had a great time fishing. That's, I'm not sure why they're here, to play music or to fish, but they managed to do both, and probably do a pretty good job of both too. And as well as that, we've got New Zealand's progressive bluegrass band, You, Me, Everybody. They're touring New Zealand in March, particularly playing at the Meteor Theatre in Hamilton on March the 12th. March the 13th, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. March the 15th at the Whangatau Hall up in Whangatau by Warkworth there. And in March the 20th, they're at New Plymouth Little Theatre in New Plymouth. Then on April the 11th, they're at 116 Whangarei. And June the 27th, Barrytown Hall in Barrytown Greymouth. That's a long way down. Ooh, that's a real trip. And then July the 1st, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. If you go online and look for UB, everybody, tickets for the concerts, you'll be able to get them. Go and see them. Great players. They really do some nice music. And, of course, it's part of their new album that they're supporting there. Let's get on and play some classic bluegrass music from the Bluegrass Album Band. One called On My Way Back to the Old Home, Bill Monroe classic, sounds like this. This one. was taken from the first album of bluegrass songs that the Bluegrass Album Band, as they came to be known, put together. And I don't think they ever expected the reaction to the albums that they got, and turned into, they did half a dozen albums, and it was really just so Tony Rice could fulfill recording obligation. And what a great idea it was, and that became the foundation for many, many people's bluegrass music education. Did a wonderful job. Well, the next album I'm going to play is different. I really quite enjoyed the concept as much as I enjoyed the album. And it's two women that have both played a very big part in bluegrass music, and that's Donna Stoneman and Ronnie Stoneman. Of course, part of the incredible Stoneman family, from Pop Stoneman on down. He had a big family. They all played music. They went through success to poverty, back to success and to poverty, and turned out some great musicians in there. And I remember, I've not seen Ronnie Stoneman play banjo live, but I've seen Donna Stoneman play mandolin. She was absolutely magic. In 1971, she was playing some very progressive mandolin and dancing, and they put on a great show when I saw them in Pennsylvania, it was. And Ronnie Stoneman was one of the first women to record bluegrass banjo. Well, this album was made fairly recently with the help of some other musicians, and Ronnie Stoneman was 82 years old and Donna was 86 years old. Now, the average pair of 80-plus-year-old sisters don't get to play bluegrass music, but these ones do, and I think I just think the album's worth playing just for that, and they're doing great. They're helped out by Karina Rose Logston on fiddle, and Jeremy Stevens, Karina's husband, on guitar, Stu Geisbert on bass, and they put a little bit of dobro in there by Johnny Bella. But it's a woman, the sisters are playing the instruments and doing a fine job. So I've selected two songs. The first one was a gospel song that Donna sings. It's called "He Was There All the Time." And the second one is an instrumental, Bluegrass Breakdown. Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs wrote this tune, Bluegrass Breakdown. It's a real classic for pickers. And Ronnie is leading it on her banjo, and she can still do the job, I tell you. I'd love to have them at my Back Porch Bluegrass Club, these 80-year-old sisters. Here they are. He Was There All the Time. Thank you. Oh, must have been great being in the studio watching those two elderly women beat the heck out of their instruments and play like that. They've still got lots of good licks in there, and I really enjoy that concept of playing music when you're older. Well, I have to, don't I? Because I'm older, and if you don't enjoy the concept, you're out of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you all sorts of different things that are on my shelves, and I hope you're enjoying the music. Comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this is just my take on bluegrass music that I've enjoyed since the mid-1960s, and I'm still enjoying playing it for you. We're going to hear from the Country Gentleman again now, from the 25 Years album, and this is a different configuration of the band. Charlie Waller, of course. It's got Bill Emerson on banjo, Dor Lawson on mandolin, and Bill Yates on bass. And this must be 1971, 72 era. And here they are doing a Stanley Brothers classic, The Fields Have Turned Brown.
I left my old home,
song really well. I can just imagine John Duffy singing that high tenor, though, because I believe I have heard him sing that with that band. Love Charlie Waller's lead voice. The Fields Have Turned Brown. Did a great job. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Different parts of the country get this program at different times of the day. So sometimes in the middle of the night, it will appear on your radio. Well, that's just programming for you. And the new New Zealand stations that you might be on, a Raglan community, as well as Free FM in Hamilton, of course, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. And, of course, we have do a trade with Canadian Access Radio stations, so you might hear me on CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia, and in the USA on Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Give me a wave if you're listening on any of those programs. I see that hand. Yeah, thank you. It's lovely knowing that all over different parts of the world, people are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and enjoying it. I go op shopping every now and then. On rare occasions, I look through the CD bins and the LP bins just in case there's something there. And would you believe it, in last week I found an album called Country Grass by Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and with special guests on lead vocals. And I thought, that looks interesting, so I bought it because $3 isn't too bad a price to pay. And it's a great album. It's combining country music and their singers with this Lorraine Jordan's great band, Carolina Road. Her band, Tommy Long, Ben Green, and Josh Goforth are a fine band, and they play some really good music, and they chose the songs by the country singers and got them to come in and sing it. Now, the first song I'm going to play for is one called Running Water, and it's by the Kentucky Headhunters. Now, I'm not familiar with the Kentucky Headhunters, but they don't quite sound like a bluegrass band. I'm pretty sure they're a loud rocky band, but it's a great song, and they do an excellent version of this, and I hope you're going to enjoy Lorraine Jordan, Carolina Road, and the Kentucky Headhunters doing Running Water. Sounds like this.
Can't you hear the sound of the whippoorwill? Smell the smell of a moonshine still. Through the top of the pine, the running water took a
bet you that was fun. And didn't they do a good job? Kentucky Headhunters sounded a bit like a bluegrass band there, especially when they're backed with Carolina Road, that fine band of Lorraine Jordan. We might have time for another track from them. Meanwhile, we're going to hear the Osborne Brothers from that up-to-date and down-to-earth album. And this is a Buck Owens song that I've always thought sounded good bluegrass style. And it's called Where Does the Good Times Go? I'm sure it's supposed to be Where Do the Good Times Go, but that doesn't really work musically, does it? So you've got to have these titles that fit the music. Osborne Brothers are great at it.
Arms that used to hold me tight, eyes that shone with love so bright, now have changed my day to night. Where does the good times go?
Where does the good times go? Where does the river flow? Where does the north wind blow? Where does the good times go?
Used to burn with love, now are cold beneath my touch. Still I love you oh so much. Where does the good times go?
Where does the good times go?
That was the Osborne Brothers, sound like Dale Sledd doing the lead vocal there. A little bit different sound for them. There was a song that I meant to play last week's Back Porch Bluegrass when we played a track from Northern Lights' album New Moon, and I regret that I didn't get the song in, but I think I got time for it now. And it's a Gillian Welsh song, and I love the way the band Northern Lights do it. It's one called Orphan Girl. Sounds different, but it's a great song.
God's highway, but I'll share my troubles if you'll go my way. I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. But the ties of kinship, I have not known them. And no, no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. When he calls me, I will be able to meet my family. sister, my brother. No more an orphan girl. Blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside me until I'm with them. Be my mother,
my mother,
my father,
my father,
my sister,
my sister,
my brother. Glad
I got to play that track. Just beautiful song, and they do it so well. That was Northern Lights. What a great band. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. If you're listening on a podcast somewhere, maybe Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or even straight from Free FM, thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I realise I accompany lots of you on your walks and your motorbike rides and your car rides and your exercise programs and things like that. I'm delighted to be part of your life. I'm glad you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to take it out with Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and this is a country song that they included, which is a great song called Digging Up Bones, and they didn't get, Randy Travis to sing with them, but Tommy Long in the band does a great job of it, as do the whole band. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week, however you're doing it. Bye.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this tiny bedroom of our recent broken home, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. That I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.